Okay, so you guys wanted a deep dive on hurricane preparedness, right? Well, today we're doing things a little differently. We're going way beyond, your typical stock up on batteries and water
Yeah,
advice.
it's easy to find those generic checklists online, but I think what makes this deep dive so interesting is that we're actually going to be hearing from someone who went through Hurricane Ian in Florida.
Exactly. And they shared their whole experience online, and let me tell you, it is full of these like aha moments, things you would never think of until you're actually in that situation.
Right. Like, did you know that you can use your dishwasher as a waterproof safe for important documents?
A dishwasher, really?
Yeah. Think about it. Most people don't realize that a dishwasher is actually designed to contain water. So if you seal it properly, it becomes surprisingly airtight. Plus, it's not like you've got family heirlooms tucked away in there that'd get ruined.
Interesting. So you're saying we should empty all dirty dishes out of the dishwasher and put all of our important papers in there before a hurricane hits.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? It's a great last-minute option if you're in a pinch.
Okay. I'm listening. I can see where you're going with this.
It's all about thinking outside the box. And speaking of unconventional thinking, this person also talked about turning off the breaker, even if the power's already out.
Okay, now that just sounds like common sense, though.
It does, doesn't it? But imagine you're in that moment. The storm is raging outside. Your adrenaline is pumping. Who knows what you might forget in all the chaos?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's like you're so worried about the big things that you forget about the little things.
Exactly. And these little things can make a huge difference. It's about anticipating those hidden risks that you might overlook when you're stressed. So another tip they mentioned was putting dog crates on tables, not the floor.
Oh, hold on. Why would you ever do that?
Well, think about it. When there's flooding, those lower levels are going to be underwater first, right? By putting the crates on tables, you're not only keeping your pets safe from the rising water, but you're also making sure that you can actually reach them if you need to evacuate quickly.
Wow, I would never thought of that. And this whole account, it really makes you think about all the things you need to do when you have pets, because it's not just about you anymore.
Right. It's about being responsible for their safety, too. And this source really highlights that. It's not just about grabbing your go bag and running out the door. You have to think about how you're going to keep your furry family members safe as well.
They even mentioned having leashes readily accessible and storing pet food off the ground. It really paints such a vivid picture of what it's like to evacuate with animals.
Exactly. And you know what else I found interesting? They emphasize the importance of visualizing these situations in advance. Like actually picturing yourself, grabbing your pets, gathering your essentials. It's like you're training your brain to react calmly and decisively when the pressure is on.
Interesting. So you're saying that by mentally rehearsing these scenarios, you're less likely to freeze up when it actually happens?
Precisely. It's about building those mental muscle memories so that when the adrenaline kicks in, you're not panicking. You're moving through those steps you've already practiced in your mind. And this source is full of little tips like that that can help you stay calm and focused during an emergency. Even something as simple as keeping a flashlight on your nightstand.
Yeah, I mean, that seems obvious, but I can definitely see how you might forget in the heat of the moment.
Exactly. It's like having that flashlight right where you need it can make all the difference when you're scrambling around in the dark.
Right. It's about removing those little obstacles that can trip you up in a crisis. And this source is full of those kinds of practical tips, especially when it comes to dealing with the aftermath of the storm. Like, they go really in depth on what to do if your house floods.
Yeah, that was something that really stood out to me too. It's one thing to say, deal with the flood damage, but they actually give you a step-by-step breakdown of what that actually entails. Exactly. And I think that's because they've been through it themselves. They know how overwhelming it can be. So they're sharing their hard-won wisdom with the rest of us.
Like, they don't just tell you to cut drywall to prevent mold. They explain exactly how to do it effectively and where to even start.
Exactly. It's like having a knowledgeable friend there to guide you through every single step.
Plus, they had all these little tips that I would never have even thought of. Like, when you're taking apart your cabinets because they got wet, they recommend bagging and labeling all the hardware so you don't lose track of it all.
Such a simple thing. But can you imagine how much time and frustration that would save you later on when you're trying to put your kitchen back together and you can't remember where anything goes?
Seriously, that's brilliant. And it just goes to show how much thought they put into every single detail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're not just telling you to survive the storm. They're giving you a roadmap for putting your life back together afterwards.
It's like they've bottled up their entire experience and handed it to you in a neat little package.
And it's not just about the physical stuff either. They also talk about the importance of documenting everything for insurance claims, keeping track of all your expenses, avoiding scams, all that stuff that can feel so overwhelming after a disaster.
It's so true. It's like you're already dealing with so much that the last thing you want to do is wade through paperwork and deal with insurance adjusters.
Right. But they make it clear that those things are important.
Yeah.
And they give you really practical advice on how to handle it all without losing your mind.
Which is key because, let's be real, recovering from a disaster is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Exactly. And they talk about that too. They emphasize the importance of self-care throughout the whole process. Like remembering to take breaks, breathe, eat properly, get enough sleep.
Because it's easy to get caught up in the chaos and forget to take care of yourself.
Exactly. And they remind us that it's okay to ask for help if you need it. Like, don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, neighbors, community organizations. There are people out there who want to help.
And that's something they talk about too, actually. They emphasize the importance of setting realistic expectations. Like, you're not going to have your house looking perfect overnight. And that's okay.
Right. It's about focusing on the essentials first.
Yeah.
Getting the walls up, getting a working kitchen. And then you can worry about the finishing touches later.
Yeah. Like, who cares if you don't have baseboards for a while?
Right. Exactly. It's about regaining a sense of normalcy in a situation that feels anything but normal.
Totally. And I love how they talk about the importance of celebrating those small victories along the way. Like, every step you take is a step in the right direction.
And they even encourage you to keep a list of everyone who helps you out during the recovery process so you can thank them properly later on.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Because it's so easy to forget in the moment who did what.
Exactly. And it's a good reminder that you're not alone in this. There are people who care about you and want to help.
It's a good reminder that even in the darkest of times, there's still good in the world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes this whole deep dive so powerful.
Yeah.
It's not just about the practical tips, although those are incredibly valuable.
Right.
It's about the resilience of the human spirit. It's about seeing how someone took this devastating experience and turned it into something positive.
Exactly. Because it would be so easy to just give up and say, woe is me. But they didn't. They picked themselves up, dusted themselves off, and figured out how to move forward.
And that's inspiring because it shows us that no matter what life throws our way, we have the strength to overcome it.
Totally. And you know what else I loved about their story is how they ended it on such a hopeful note. Remember they said, it might feel like the end of the world, but you will get through this.
Yeah, that really stuck with me too. It's like a little beacon of hope in the midst of all the chaos.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we could all use a little bit of hope right now, especially with hurricane season in full swing. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought. You know, our source focused on the experience of having their house flood. But what about all the other things that can happen during a major storm?
Right. Like power outages, supply shortages, even just being completely isolated for an extended period.
Exactly. Those are all things we need to be prepared for, too. So I want you to ask yourself, how long could you sustain yourself and your family if you were truly cut off from the outside world?
It's a sobering thought, but it's an important one because being truly prepared means being prepared for anything.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So stay safe out there, everyone. And thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.